I'll just open us up with a prayer. Heavenly Father, just thank you for this morning. Thank you for getting us out of bed and allowing us to come here to join community, to join in prayer, to hear your word, and to start our first waking moments with you. I pray that you'll bless this time. You'll use the devotional today to speak truth into our hearts and our souls. And may this encourage us and give us strength for this coming day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if we turn our one books to page 98, so today's Thursday the 22nd of March, I'm going to read the scriptures and the devotional and then have a time of sharing. So the scriptures are Mark 8, verses 22 to 26. The title is The Great Healer. They came to Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he put saliva in his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Can you see anything?" And the man looked up and said, "I can see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he looked intently, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Then he sent him away to his home, saying, "Do not even go into the village." Many years ago, I was in the hospital with an infection that damaged my heart. 10 months later, I had to have heart surgery to fix the damage that this infection caused. I spent much time asking God why. I had to come to terms with the fact that God's work in my life is sometimes incomplete. Day by day, I seek him out to find out what the next step is in his plan for me, and this journey never ends. In today's passage, it seems that Jesus has to heal a man twice, since the first healing didn't apparently work properly. Medical research has shown, however, that people who have been blind from birth and receive their sight take time to actually understand what they are seeing. Modern doctors call this post-blind syndrome. Jesus didn't have to heal again, he had to heal the next illness. Okay, so in this passage today, it's quite brief, but we see the story of Jesus healing a blind man. As I was reading through, I think there are 3 points I would like to share with you today, and so we'll go from there. The first point is, as we read the first verse, where it says, they came to Bethsaida, some people brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. First point is that Jesus sees the faith of his friends. As I said, there are many miracles written in Mark, that, and especially with Jesus performing healings. I think on looking, there are 2 mentions of Jesus healing the blind. This discourse here in Mark 8 is actually very different to the other one. The other one's in Mark 10, verses 46 to 52, where a blind man called Bartimaeus receives his sight. But in Mark 10, it's as I said, it's very different. Bartimaeus is the one who shouts out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And after a conversation with Jesus, Jesus actually states to him, "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. In this instance here, we see a sort of slightly different way that the healing came about. It reads that some people brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. Here we see that the faith of his friends, or there may have been relatives, or there may have been neighbors, was actually what brought him to healing. It wasn't really the blind man himself saying, "Jesus, heal me, heal me." It was actually his friends or people that brought him along. And not only did they bring him to Jesus, but actually begged him to touch him. This reminded me earlier in Mark 2, where Jesus heals a paralyzed man, where his friends lower him through the roof of a house. And it's that extraordinary means for them to bring their friend to Jesus that Jesus recognized. And it was the faith that they had that Jesus saw that brought the healing. So this was my sort of first takeaway for today. I hope this really encourages us. God and Jesus can see our faith for the people that we pray for the people that we're ministering to, and bring healing and restoration. Especially when we prayed for loved ones who come to know salvation, it's not necessarily their faith that is going to bring them to be saved, but it's the faith of friends, colleagues, people like us, who Jesus will see and honor that. Also, the second thing is more of a charge to us. When we pray and intercede for people, are we like the friends here? It doesn't say they just brought him to Jesus to touch him. They actually begged Jesus to touch him. Are we in that attitude like the friends here, or the attitude like the other friends who actually dig a hole in the roof of someone's house to bring someone to know Christ, to bring someone to be healed? Have we got that desperation? Have we got that sort of passion to pray for and to beg and to plead with God for these things to happen, these miracles happen in our friends' lives? The second takeaway I really had was, again, in the second line, it says, he took the blind man by the hand led him out of the village, and when he put saliva on his eyes, laid his hands on him, he asked him, can you see anything? And in the NIV version, he actually says he spat in the man's eyes to heal him. And I recognize that the second thing was God's ways are very different to ours. I can imagine the disciples taking him out. They've seen him heal many people with a word or with a touch. But to suddenly see Jesus with this man who's been blind from birth, with obviously his friends around him, and to spit in his eyes must have been quite a shock. I mean, if you think, they must be thinking, Jesus, you could have just said, be healed, or spirit of infirmity be gone, or your sins are forgiven. All the other ways that he's healed and has healed people up to this time. But in this instance, he decided to spit in his eyes and then rub his eyes and actually say, be healed. And sometimes we also can be like disciples in that instance. We can see God working in an unconventional way, and that can distort our impression of what God does. Many times I know I've prayed, and the prayer that has been answered in his way, in a way that's very different to mine. And I realize, as Isaiah says in chapter 55, that his thoughts are not our thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God just does things differently. Jesus does things differently. He doesn't go by conventional ways, conventional methods. And I think that's a good thing for us, because we can get into a trap where we sort of second-guess God. We say, okay, God, I've seen you work in this way throughout my life, so I know this is the way you're going to work in the next time. And that can happen, but God, we shouldn't be boxing God in that sense. We shouldn't be expecting God to work in a way that we think is the best way to work. And likewise, as I said, the disciples here, I'm sure they were quite surprised at his manner of healing this person, not by a word, not by even just a laying of hands, but actually spitting in the guy's eyes, which I'm sure could have been quite offensive to the people around. So let's recognize what God is doing in our midst. Let's recognize that what he does, it's his way. It's his thoughts are higher than ours. It's not how we deem God to work in our lives, but it's God doing that working. And let's just be open to the way he ministers and not be offended by that. The third point I wanted to share on was just tagging alongside what the writer David Russell says here in the scripture. It says, it looks like Jesus heals the man twice, is his discourse. But the writer actually says, it's probably more like God doing work in his life, doing work day by day, because that work is never complete. And so day by day there is healing, there is restoring. So the third point I want to just share with you is I want you guys to take courage. Some of you guys may be going through a tough time. Some of you guys may be having tough times with work, with relationships, with health. And it may appear that God has only partially answered your prayer request, or partially resolved that healing, or partially resolved that crisis. But God isn't done with you yet. As it showed here, I'm sure the blind man thought, okay, is this it? I can sort of see trees now, like men, and is this as good as it's going to get? But then Jesus wasn't done with him at that point. He then came a second time and fully restored him. And so now, with you guys, and if there's some of you here who are going through that tough time, God isn't done with you yet. In his time, he will give you a complete resolution. He will bring you to complete healing. But there will be a process in that. As Paul says in Philippians 1, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God has done a good work in many areas of your lives, but like the blind man in the midst of his healing, it may feel incomplete. It may feel like this is the best it's going to get. But Jesus isn't done with you. God isn't done with you yet. He will bring it to full completion. So on these thoughts, let's prepare our hearts to worship. I think Monica may be joining us. But as Monica gets ready, I'll just recap the three points and just give you points to reflect. Firstly, as the people brought the blind man to him, they begged him to touch him. Let's remember that God uses the faith of friends and family to bring healing and restoration. He doesn't rely on the person that needs to be healed. So be encouraged by that. Be encouraged that the faith that you have in your prayers, the faith that you have in your ministering, the faith that you have in your encouraging is what God and Jesus see. And miracles will happen through that. And secondly, let's be reminded that God's ways are not our ways. He doesn't work in the conventional. And so let's also continue to be open to what God is doing in our midst. It may not be the way we think it should be working, but God is the one in control, and he will get things done the way he deems it to be, and the results will be spectacular. And the third thing is, let's also take courage, as the blind man did here. In the midst of his healing, he had a temporary phase where he thought, this may just be it. You know, I can just barely see now, men looking like trees. But, you know, for some of you going through tough times, if you feel the answer's only partially been given by God, just take courage that he will bring to completion the good work he's began in you. He will bring to completion that partial reply. He will bring it to fullness. But just sometimes takes his daily work in you to bring you to that place. So let's reflect on these three points as Monica leads us in a song of worship.
Until the very end, I will worship you until.
So before we go into a corporate prayer time, let's just continue to have some self-reflection. Let's be encouraged that God looks at the faith of us if we're interceding on behalf of someone. That as we come to Him, their healing, their restoration will happen. And also take courage that God isn't done with you yet. No matter what you're going through right now, it may seem like He's only given you a partial answer. But as we see here, He's into complete and wholeness. Wholeness of healing, wholeness of restoration. And He will carry on to completion the good work He's began in you. So take courage that He's not done with you yet. Let's just reflect on those as we pray. And also, as we've been doing each morning, let's just pray for Pastor David Russell, the lead pastor at the church Every Nation. He's the writer of today's devotional. Let's just spend the moment really covering him and covering their ministry. We know that we're just one part of the larger body of Christ here in Hong Kong. So let's just bless him and bless their church. Let's just pray for them right now. Turn to our community prayer. Let's really pray for the family members of our congregation, for those who have cancer, for those who are going through chemotherapy, for those who have physical needs that need to be healed. Let's just pray for God's fullness of restoration, fullness of healing in each of these members. Let's just cover them right now. And let's continue to remember those members who not only need to be physically saved, but spiritually as well, who are, there's people praying for salvation, for Krista Chi's aunt, for Bonnie's grandfather, for Rachel Arn's uncle and great aunt, for Vivinson's grandfather, and for also Jamie Donaldson's friend. Let's just pray that not only are they healed, but they are restored to a relationship with our loving God and our loving Jesus. Let's also pray for those who are going through infirmities, for Alan Lunsford, for Benji, for Katie Chen, for Cecilia's colleague's daughter, Helly Meehan, and also for those who need restoring in their workplaces, their jobs, for John and Sujin and Katharina and Chewy and Hyge and Vanessa as well, for myself and Vanessa. Let's just pray covering over all these members of our community. Let's turn to our mission focus as well. Let's cover the nation of Japan and continue to pray over Kenny in Nagoya. They just came through their one-year anniversary of the tsunami and the earthquake, and Kenny sent an update. There's still a lot of turmoil going on in that place. For many people, life hasn't changed. The world has gone on, but it seems they've been forgotten. So let's just pray for God's grace, especially in the areas of Fukushima and Saitama and Sendai and those areas that are heavily affected, that you know, God's hand just comes in and really just brings hope to those who've lost everything. Let's pray for Thailand and for Rachel and the many ministers there, that Thailand just really rises up and becomes a nation that's so pleasing to our loving God. And also continue to remember North Korea and the persecuted church there and Chris and his ministry. Let's just pray for all those Christians who day by day are in fear of their lives just for believing in Christ. Let's just pray for their strength, for their encouragement, and pray for all the many missionaries as well who are placed in that nation to really just bring his name and his light to the people of North Korea. Let's just cover these nations right now. Let's pray for the SP Ministries. Let's cover Noah's Ark and Pastor Carol. She leads that with the many teachers. The nursery ministry for Pamela, and for SP Youth for Pastor Nate. The men and women's ministry for Lisa, who's overseeing that, and for Sandro and for Krista, the many people serving there. Let's just pray that these ministries really reflect God's love for our community, that, you know, newcomers into each of those ministries really receive His touch. Let's pray encouragement over the teachers who serve so diligently week in, week out, for each of those guys and girls in our body who serve the community so faithfully. Let's just cover them today, and let's just pray that God uses them to do such an amazing work in the lives of our community here at Solomon's Porch. Let's bless the ministries right now. Let's especially pray for the women's ministry event this coming Saturday. Let's just pray that God blesses the people who turn up, blesses the organizers, and really people are able to find their spiritual gifts. And also just for the men's ministry, I know Sandra's praying for men to rise up and serve as well. Let's just cover those prayer requests, that, you know, God stirs something in the hearts of our men here to really just join that core group in serving and setting up events and setting up conferences. Let's bless those two prayer requests right now. Let's also cover our house church events tonight, Conduit House Church and Kennedy and PPHU. Let's pray for the leaders, the many members who are serving, and also those members who are turning up as well, that God will bless the events tonight, bless the fellowship and the time of worshipping together and going through the word and praying, and that God will even clear up people's schedules for those who think they can't make it. Now, God will do a miracle in their lives this evening so they'll be able to come and be part of the house church fellowships tonight. Let's just pray for them right now. also let's just pray for upcoming events. I just feel we should pray for the town hall this weekend. Let's pray that it's a wonderful time of community, that the congregation come and really see the vision that God's placed on the leaders' hearts here at church, and you know that we can really just be in one, be in unity with what God's doing through Solomon's Porch in this season, this time. And also continue to pray for the House Church Easter Outreach as well. Let's pray for all the many events that our members are going on, for Zengsheng College, for the prison ministries, for Godwin, for the ministry that in Wan Chai that they're leading as well. Let's just pray for each and every one of these outreaches, that God will really touch the city of Hong Kong, the city that we live in, through our hands and our feet and our hearts and our mouths. And let's just pray that our members, even those who are sitting on the fence about serving right now, that they have a spirit touch to really bless this city that we receive so much from. Let's just pray for these events right now. Heavenly Father, we just thank you once more for this morning. We thank you once more for your word today, Lord Father, for your encouragement, Lord Father, that you see our faith in those things that we're contending for. That, Lord, whatever we're going through, whatever tough times, Lord Father, that we are not your completed work. You are not done with us, and you will bring to completion those areas that you are going to restore in our lives, Lord Father. We thank you for that, Lord. And we also thank you and recognize that your ways and not our ways. And Lord, just give us the humility to recognize that you are God and we are not. And the answers to our prayers and the things around us, you will do in your way. And let us come alongside your work and your doing, Lord, and be part of that. So Lord, I just pray blessing over the members here as they go off to work today. I pray that your presence will be with them, that you'll use them today to administer your light, your salt, to the people around them, Lord Father. Lord, may your ever-resting presence just go out from this place and touch the city of Hong Kong. We thank you, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray.